Right, and Mike DiMeo does know when Santa Claus is coming to town. In fact, I see a picture of Santa right now on a boat at the town pier. We've got the Marshfield Harbor Master, Mike DiMeo, here in studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, I know that you probably have a pretty good, tight connection with Santa because you got this great shot of him on a boat coming in to the harbor here in Marshfield, and you've done that a number of years. I think this is the ninth year that Santa's going to be coming in this Saturday.
That's correct.
And tell me what time. I know that he likes to keep a tight schedule, too.
It's a tight schedule. He's high maintenance, Christine. But Santa will be there at 11:30 sharp on the town pier to greet the many, many kids that come and families each year. It gets bigger and bigger every year.
Oh, it's terrific. And it's not just Santa Claus, because you can come and bring your kids and tell Santa what, you know, what they want. But you always have a lot more going on there. You got good things to eat. You got music. Tell me about some of the goodies. I know people love that.
Right. So each year it gets bigger and bigger, and we partner with more and more parts of town, with the Chamber, Commerce, the Marshall Merry Days. We have surf dogs coming this year for hot dogs. The Point Restaurant will be on hand for hot chocolate and cookies. Had that's famous clam chowder will be there every year as well. And we have the Friends of Peterago Park helping out as well. The fire department will be there with one of their newer fire trucks. And we also have the Lobster Trap Christmas tree that's already built already for pictures, courtesy of the Marshall Commercial Fishermen Association. So these things are already in play. So it takes a little preparation to get things going for the big day for a Saturday. But it's really the people in town make it, and all the restaurants and all the organizations really make it a perfect day.
Oh, absolutely. That hot chocolate by itself is wonderful. And Santa usually has a big one of his head elves with elves to help him.
He has some elves, and he'll have some DECA help, too, from the Marshall High School as well for some extra elf help.
Now, I noticed, too, that you're very strict about this, because I know you run a tight ship, no pun intended. Santa's got a life jacket on. Is he going to have a life jacket on again this year?
He absolutely will, along with everybody else in the boat.
Okay. Now, just because you've got a lot of little kids and it might be a cool day, we're going to ask that question. Is there a place where people can bring their little kids to go to the bathroom if they need to during this event?
Yes. The good news is that the three-year-old Marshall Maritime Center has public bathrooms right on the first floor.
That's terrific. How about parking?
Parking will be very easy this time of year. Plenty of parking.
Now, if people haven't come to this before, the Santa at the Town Pier again this Saturday, 11:30 to 1 o'clock, what can they expect? And do they have to be a Marshfield resident? Can anybody come down?
No, this is for anyone from surrounding towns, few and far. It's a totally free event. There's no cash exchange, not even gifts this year through the for Marshall Community Christmas. If you're willing to bring a gift for Marshall Community Christmas, it has to be in the form of a gift card this year. Other than that, it's a carefree event to come see Santa Claus, take pictures of your family. We get a lot of dogs this year with cameras with pictures of Santa Claus as well. So it's really a good event, no pressure event. Come down for an hour, half hour, walk around, have some chowder, meet some neighbors and friends. It's we're expecting over 250 people. It gets bigger every year. Like I said, police and fire will be on hand as well to ask questions. A nice new shiny fire truck. So it's a totally town event. So it's a good thing.
That's awesome. And now when you see the reaction of some of these kids when they see Santa pull in and get off that boat, I imagine you must get some great reactions that you've seen over the years from some of these kids.
Yeah, there's certainly been some great videos of Santa Claus coming by the pier, the kids screaming, and it's pretty good. But it's one of the reasons why kind of give back to the community for people supporting the public safety officials all the whole year and every year. That this is kind of our give back to the community, that, you know, something that should not be ever missed, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's a great event. It takes some preparation and time to get it going, but like I said, it's we all pay enough in taxes and things like that, and this is one of those events where it's totally free to come down and relax in the town pier, see the waterfront and see the lobster boats and see the pretty much new Harbor Master Maritime Center. It's really nice.
That's great. Now, is there a website or a Facebook page people can go to if they need more information about this?
Well, that's the beauty of Facebook. I know it's on the Marshall Kiwanis Facebook. They do a good job of pushing it out. It's on the Chamber of Commerce Facebook and also the Harbor Master of Facebook as well. I'm pretty much Facebook illiterate, so I don't do a lot of Facebooking, but that's where we rely on other agencies to help us out with the Kiwanis and the Chamber and things like that.
Well, it sounds like a great event. I know that we've been down to that a number of times. Santa at the Town Pier here in Marshfield this Saturday, that's the 4th, 11:30 a.m. sharp is when he comes into the harbor,
yep.
And this goes to 1 o'clock. And again, this is Marshfield Harbor Master Mike DiMeo sharing all this great information with us. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me, Christine.
Oh, you're very welcome.